Today's Friday, and we're ending our week of devotions on what it is to be walking by faith and living by faith. We've seen that everybody's been given the measure of faith. We are living by what we believe in our hearts, and that the foundation for it is God's love. It's knowing His character, and it's about hearing good news, because that is what builds your faith. And today I want to talk about having childlike faith. In the J.B. Phillips, in Matthew 18, verses 2 to 4, it says, Jesus called a little child to his side and set him on his feet in the middle of them all. Believe me, he said, unless you change your whole outlook and become like little children, you'll never enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is the man who can be as humble as this little child who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So four keys in being like a child in terms of trusting God. Number one, you've got to trust God from the bottom of your heart and not just with your knowledge. You know, we need to rediscover this element of actually trusting God. Like a young child trusts their parents. When their parents say, we are going to go to the fair, they believe that they are going to be going to the fair because mommy or daddy said so. You know, so oftentimes we don't consider how good God is, and so then we don't trust Him. And having childlike faith means that I can trust Him because He's a good dad. Secondly, don't try and figure out everything on your own. You know, oftentimes the hows and the whys kill our dreams because we're trying to work out how it's going to happen, rather than just trusting God. In Proverbs 19:21 in the Message, it says, we humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails. You know, young children, don't try and figure out how or why it's going to happen. They just trust the one who has told them it's going to happen. And thirdly, listen for God's voice in everything that you do. A child knows their parents' voice. And so how does God speak? God speaks through His word. God speaks by the desires that He places in our heart. And God will speak based on your gifting, you know, in terms of your own personality. So begin listening to the voice of God as He begins to lead and guide you. And then number four, let God keep you on track. You know, as a parent does with a child, God will speak to them when they're getting off track to try and help them and bring them course corrections. And too often we want to follow God on our terms rather than just listening to Him and listening to His voice. You know, I would have been saved from so many bad decisions if I just listened to God and listened to His voice, because His desire is always to help me. And He's always leading me to life. And that's one of the keys of a child, is when they actually listen to their parents when they are young, because they know that their parents are caring for them and want to protect them and help them. And so that's how you can keep your heart humble, like He's saying, as a young child, so that you can hear God's voice and that you can continue to walk in faith. I want to encourage you, always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.